Good morning. You know, I heard Bob say this is Food News Friday, so just in time for breakfast, today is National Eggs Benedict Day. And I've got even more good news. I was on the phone with one of the premier sweet corn growers in the area, Dave Wolf, farms near Kankakee, and I'm happy to report he planted his first round of sweet corn on April 1st. And so far, so good, if the weather cooperates. You know, those 70 and 80 degree days we had a while back pushed the soil temperatures above 50 degrees, which is what corn needs to germinate. And Dave says after planting some of his hundreds of acres of field corn this week, he's going to take a break as the weather is expected to change. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the USDA.
I think some of our soil temperatures that have crept into the 50s across the Midwest may backslide as well into the 40s.
About 5% of the corn has been planted in Illinois, a little behind normal, but there's time. As for right now, Brad Rippey says it's a gamble for farmers in the northern reaches of the corn and bean belt.
At least two more strong cold fronts pushing through the Midwest. The first one will come early next week, the second one toward the end of next week, and progressively colder air should follow each of those two cold fronts, leading to temperatures actually going backwards for this time of year. Normally, we would expect to see a 2 or 3 degree increase per week, but we're probably going to go the other direction.
Good luck, everybody. Checking crops and critters at the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn futures took a peak above $6 yesterday before dropping back for the rest of the day, with export sales coming in lower. May corn ending 4 cents lower at $5.90. December corn was flat at $5.12. May soybeans, after a report showing the second highest crush ever for March, ended the day 8.25 cents higher at $14.18. And May wheat ended 5.75 cents higher at $6.54. At the Merck, a losing day for beef and pork. In fact, June hogs were down the $3 limit after a weaker than expected export report. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.